This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Broadcasting from the Undisclosed Bunker Studios in the hottest city in America. It's the Steve Sanchez Show.
Steve Sanchez is a conservative syndicated radio host.
Also Steve Sanchez.
Steve Sanchez.
Steve Sanchez.
And my role is to bring the truth, to help you understand the true definition of patriotism, not what the Republicans say, not what the Democrats say, but what our framers, our founders envisioned to be patriotism, and that is what this show is all about.
It's always so nice to hear the most exciting talk radio. This is the best talk show I've ever heard in my life.
Brace yourself, because here he is now, with a Constitution in one hand and a Bible in the other. Your host, Steve Sanchez.
Thank you, Greg Geringer. Welcome to the Daily Rant, Steve Sanchez, hanging out with you Wednesday. Glad to be here. This is the show where we rewind the misinformation you're hearing both on the left and the right, and we set the record straight with an independent conservative perspective, with the Constitution in one hand and a Bible in the other. Look, let's just go ahead and roll another day with the lunacy and hysteria of gun control. That is exactly what's going on. Gone are the days of Russia collusion. Gone are the days that the president is a racist. Gone are the days that the president doesn't have mental illness. Gone are those days of impeachment talk. Except for crazy Auntie Maxine Waters, she's still doing it. She's got to fix her wig when she does it, though. She was on a news show the other day, and someone's not taking care of crazy Auntie because her wig was all jacked up. Another day of hysteria of gun control. But today the president held what I believe was a brilliant move in the White House. He invited teachers, students, parents of not only the Parkland shooting, but some of the Sandy Hook shooting there to the White House. And they all had a conversation. They had a discussion. I thought the president was going to fall asleep there towards the end, but nevertheless, they all had a discussion and a conversation. And anybody that has any human decency has to agree that it's gut-wrenching to actually hear from the parents. There was one parent in particular that just buried his daughter because of the Parkland shooting. He was there with his two or three sons, and he's a patriot. He is an absolute Donald Trump supporter, a patriot. But he's pissed, as he said. I'm pissed. Something's got to get done. And then you heard from other students that thanked the president for hosting this discussion. One of the young ladies even had said, thank you for being such a great leader. This literally backfired on the left. Because the left in this country, including the leftist media, thought that this discussion at the White House was going to literally look as if it was President Trump's fault that the shooting happened in the first place. But that's exactly the opposite. Now, don't get me wrong. Many in that room are 100% in favor of assault weapons bans. They are 100% in favor of, you know, complete gun control, while others are not and believe that there's other plans of action that could be taken in, well, what has happened to be one of the many school shootings that we've had in a number of years. In fact, there was even the parent of Rachel, and the last name escapes me right now. I don't have it in front of me, but she was one of the kids that were killed at Columbine. Her dad was there and spoke about Rachel's Law and a variety of different programs that they have in place regarding school violence, school tragedy, school shootings, etc. And he spoke eloquently, and many did as well there that day. Rachel Scott, thank you, Producer Nate. And Mr. Scott was there speaking on behalf of, well, these tragedies. And I believe the president did a good job of giving everybody a platform, even those that didn't agree. And look, I'm going to be straight with you. Here's the solution that I don't think anybody wants to really talk about. And I'm glad the president took my advice and took the advice of many others out there in terms of a viable solution to end school shootings, because there are solutions. There are viable solutions. Look, when you live in a free country, let me just say this. There's no promises of anything when you live in a free country. When you live in a free country, you're going to have freedoms. You're going to have those freedoms that allow you to be able to walk and talk and live your life in a way that other countries couldn't even fathom. That's the truth. That's the beauty and the idea of America. The way America was framed, that's the beauty and idea of America. But when you have many of these tragedies, and friends, let's be intellectually honest, there's a hell of a lot of these things that are happening. You have to have a common sense solution. And taking guns is not the solution. And I think most people that have common sense, that wholeheartedly subscribe to the Constitution and believe in the rights thereof, especially the Second Amendment right, guns and the removal of guns from society is not the answer. It's just not. Now, criminal background checks and all the different bureaucracy that goes along with guns right now, I think we're okay with enough laws. Wouldn't you agree? I think that we have enough laws on the books to basically do the best job we can and keep a free society. So taking guns or banning the AR-15 is not going to make sense. It's just not. And, you know, I listened to Bill Stein. Okay, you remember Bill Stein, Bueller, you remember that? He's the nerdy teacher from Ferris Bueller. He was on Your World with Neil Cavuto earlier today. And Ben Stein, an economist, pretty smart guy, typically conservative, basically criticized AR-15 or AR-15s as firearms that enable nerds to go into a gun shop and walk out feeling like Rambo. And here's what he said, and I quote, "I think it's a damn good idea to ban the AR-15s. An AR-15 is a weapon that's extremely seductive. It looks like a weapon of war, makes a person who's a big nerd be able to go into a gun shop, buy it, come out feeling like he's Rambo. This must be one of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my adult life. Ben Stein just needs to shut that big pelican pie hole of his up and basically go do what he does best, and that's be an economist and go be a teacher on Ferris Bueller. Because that is not the truth. Because the truth of the matter is, when you look at the statistics, the norm is people not going into gun shops, buying AR-15s, coming out feeling like Rambo in school and shooting up schools. That's not true. There's no statistics that back that theory. This is just an opinion of Ben Stein because everybody's getting emotional and everybody's getting hysterical. And when we have emotion making our decisions and we have hysteria making our decisions, then let me tell you what happens. We make bad decisions. The Bible warns us about having wisdom, having good counselors to make good, wise decisions. This is not wise. Ben Stein just needs to shut his pie hole. I mean, that's the reality. Banning an AR-15 is not going to change anything. It's just not. Now, I know there's some talk about, well, maybe let's take the age that someone can get a long gun, like a rifle, a shotgun, or an AR-15, to age 21 versus 18, because it's, you know, you have to be age 21 to get yourself a handgun. Okay, I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that if that's what we need to do. That's not going to hurt my feelings too much. I don't think that's going to tamper too much with the Second Amendment right. That's my opinion. I don't know if that's going to cut down the school shootings or not, but I'm okay with that. But then the slippery slope happens that, well, how about our military? They sign up at age 18. Are we going to basically now change the date of any active duty, combat-ready military? Because at age 18, they'll get to carry a firearm. They'll get to carry a weapon. Or are they exempt? Is our police officers and our law enforcement exempt? See, it opens up this slippery slope. I'm not opposed to it. I don't think it's a bad idea. But at the end of the day, if someone is intent to go do some carnal damage, someone has a demonic voice in their head, some evil, some mental illness, if they can't get the AR-15, by God, they're going to get something. And if it's a pipe bomb, they'll use a pipe bomb. If it's renting a car, they're going to use that. If it's going in with a knife, they're going to do something. So again, I don't know if that's the solution. I don't think it really is overall. I like the idea that President Trump brought out. I believe it's my idea, and I believe it's some of a few of us that get behind this microphone and have offered up this idea. And I believe that if we are going to have a TSA that protects us from going into the airport, gets us on a plane, and we feel warm and fuzzy because someone goes through a scanner, even though it's intrusive at times, let's just be intellectually honest, we do feel warm and fuzzy, and we have yet to have another attack like 9/11. So at the end of the day, I am totally in favor of immediately putting security in schools all around this country in terms of metal detectors. And I am totally in favor of using law enforcement or retired military or veterans to absolutely, wholeheartedly be guards at schools. I am in favor of going to our homeless vets, our vets that cannot get ahead, that saw combat, put them through a training and make sure that they're psychologically fit to do this work and put them to work. Friends, the life and times of our world has changed. So we can't say, no, we don't want to do that because we're going to militarize our schools and federalize. No, you got to stop with that nonsense. Our world has changed. We are in what we call these last days. The world has changed. And the only way, in my opinion, the only way that you're going to guarantee safety is arming administrators, arming teachers, and putting security systems like metal detectors in school with security. There's nothing wrong with it. We protect government buildings. We protect the Rolex store down in Las Vegas. We protect the TSA. When we get on planes, there's nothing, and I repeat, nothing wrong with that. I'm opening phone lines now so that you can weigh in on the conversation, and we can discuss and debate it right here on the Daily Rant with Steve Sanchez. 1-877-49-STEVE. 1-877-497-8383 is how you weigh into the program. The calls are coming in, and you on social media, you get to join us too. I'm not putting out the number just for our radio audience. You on social media watching me right now, you can call in and discuss and debate what I just put up there. Are we and is the best method to protect our kids is to immediately put security systems and metal detectors in schools and put armed security guards, trained special ops type guards in our schools so our kids, our teachers can actually have peace and learn. What's the solution? I think that's a good one. It's certainly not taking guns away. It's certainly not banning the AR-15. It's certainly not toying with the Second Amendment. This is Steve Sanchez. Let's take that break, come back, and go to the calls. Don't go away.
This is Steve Sanchez, and on my show, you hear me talk about the world still being in turmoil, how everyday ordinary Americans need to prepare for what could lie ahead. What lies ahead could be a cyber attack, a possible breakdown of our institutions, and we've got to have extra food on hand in the event of a catastrophic issue. There's a company making a new amazing appliance that could truly save your lives. HarvestRite has invented a home freeze dryer. They're already having tens of thousands of people using it, enjoying it, taking control of their own lives. My family and I have just purchased one and plan to fill our pantry with our favorite meals, beef stroganoff, scalloped potatoes, roast beef, and even mac and cheese. We can save a lot of money, we can take control of our financial lives, and be prepared in the event of a catastrophic issue. But for a limited time, I want to make sure that you can try this product by getting a free sample of what this freeze dryer can do. I want you to visit HarvestRite.com right now for that sample, or call 1-800-836-9474. That's 1-800-836-9474 for that free sample. That's 800-836-9474.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do we want to get rocked?
Welcome back to the program. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you. The Daily Rant, 1-877-49-STEVE. 1-877-497-8383. Phone lines are open. And I'd like you to weigh in on the program and have this discussion with me. My whole idea here, and I believe the president has accepted my idea and a handful of others that have been behind the microphone saying this, because it's not a lot of us, that the way that we solve this issue is we arm our administrators and our teachers, and we put security systems in the schools around the country. Again, the TSA, we have them for airports. We have them for governmental buildings. We have them in banks. I mean, I'm in Vegas every month, my adopted hometown, when I'm doing the show out there, and I walk into the Forum shops, and I'm shopping, and when I go frequent the Rolex store, you have a big, burly security guy with a weapon on his side, and I can assure you, no one's going to try to steal a Rolex out of that store. So why aren't we protecting our kids? We're in a different world. So I don't want to hear the debate that it takes away our freedoms. Our freedoms have already been taken. Welcome to the police state of America. So already knowing that and trying to fight something that seems to be a losing battle because we have demonic forces running around in these kids' minds, because it's not the gun that's perpetrating the evil, it's the demonic crap that's in these people's minds that is doing it. We have to fight back. There has to be a level of security. There has to be a protection. Wouldn't you agree? Wouldn't you agree there has to be some type of protection with our children? I mean, that's the way I look at it. What other remedy do you have? taking all the guns and abolishing the Second Amendment, which we know is not going to work. I heard one of the kids there at the White House today with this discussion. God bless him. You know, he lost a family member, and he's hurt, and he's scarred. I think his brother, was killed in Sandy Hook. Yes, Sandy Hook happened. He was there in Sandy Hook. His mom was there. And, you know, this is legitimate. And, you know, he starts talking about Australia and how Australia took the guns and this and that. So at the end of the day, he's wrong in his assessment and his idea on how this is controlled. But the hurt is really there. The hurt is really there. But his idea isn't. Because, you know, producer Nate and I, during the day as we're doing show prep, and we're watching all different news sources. We're watching Fox, MSNBC, CNN. We watch local stuff. We go on the internet. I mean, we really try to do our homework to really know what's going on in the world. We just do. And as we sat down and we watched some of these protests, especially, you know, with the leadership of this little twit, he looks like an elf, David Hogg. I don't like David Hogg. I said that yesterday. I'm going to say it again, and I'll tell you why when we come back from this short break. But you see all these kids chanting, "No more guns! It's got to stop!" And I look at them, and I see them, and I'll be honest with you, they look like aliens to me. And I say that because they're lost. They really don't know what they're saying. They really don't know what they're chanting. They really don't know anything except the propaganda that has been instilled in their minds through the brainwashing of a liberal educational situation and, well, platform that pretty much dominates the country. Let's be intellectually honest. The majority of the country in the educational system falls under a liberal thought. They've rewritten history. They've made the framers out to be atheists, our forefathers, which is not true, and I've proven that time and time again. They basically have tried to take God. They worship Mother Earth. Mother Earth and Mother Nature is who they worship, and they're all about climate change, and it's fundamentally disastrous. So these kids, this Generation Z, from the minute they're placed in school at kindergarten, this indoctrination of the most stupid, non-factual existence is placed into their minds, and this is what they believe. So when the teachers press a button and say, "No more guns," they're like, "No more guns." They're like robots. "No more guns. No more guns." Because behind it is a liberal teacher. She basically has curly hair like she's never brushed her hair. She's got thick glasses, doesn't wear makeup. I bet she's got hair in her armpits from not shaving. And then she wears Birkenstocks because she's still a hippie from the 60s in Berkeley. And she's indoctrinating your kids. And she hates God, hates America, hates anything to do with freedom. Steve Sanchez, 1-877-49-STEVE, 1-877-497-8383. Let's begin the discussion, begin the debate. Phone lines are open. Hang out with us. We'll be back right after this word.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and before you make any food storage decision, I want you to consider my friends over at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Legacy Food Storage is voted best value in food, lowest cost per pound, and they have up to a 25-year shelf life. They offer free shipping all around the United States, and get this, they're made in the USA. I know that means a lot to me. I'm sure it means a lot to you. Their categories are unlimited, and I encourage you to go visit their website right now at LegacyFoodStorage.com or call them at 888-543-7345. If you believe like I do, the inevitable can happen, and you've got to ask yourself, how will you survive? How will you feed your children? My friends at LegacyFoodStorage.com have the answers, and they're standing by to answer your questions. 888-543-7345. That's 888-543-7345. Or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. For a limited time, you get a free gift with your first purchase, and you get an incredible discount at checkout if you use the coupon code Sanchez.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Listening to Steve Sanchez.
All right, welcome back. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you tonight. The Daily Rant, glad to be here. 1-877-49-STEVE. 1-877-497-STEVE. 8383 is how you weigh in on the conversation. All right, let's go to our busy calls and allow you, the voices of America, to be heard. We're going to go first up tonight to Tim, watching us on Facebook, streaming live. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve, I'm glad to hear you.
the thing with the teachers having guns, if you ain't been in a firefight, you got kids running, kids screaming, smoke. There's going to be more kids killed with teachers having guns.
That's a great point.
Put a veteran up
point.
There. Put a veteran at the door. All doors have a metal detector. A veteran, retired police, standing there. You come in, you check in, and you go. A kid's going to be traumatized if he sees his teacher shoot somebody else, especially if it ain't somebody coming in to shoot them.
That's a great point. That's a great point. Now, let me ask you this, Tim. Some will say that how your idea, your opinion of how to bring solution to this, my opinion on how to bring solution to this is basically turning us into a police state. How do you combat that, we want our freedoms in America. And we should have them. But, you know, there's going to be many that are listening now and are watching and saying, Steve, Tim, you guys are wrong. You're taking away our freedoms when you literally place someone in a military capacity or a law enforcement capacity in the schools. How do you answer that?
What freedom are we taking away? The freedom to bring guns or bombs or anything into a school? I'd gladly take that freedom away.
Well, I agree.
Look at all the freedoms we gave up after 9/11.
I agree. And we're in a different time, as you will agree, Tim. We're not 1970. We're 2018, in a very radical time in the history of this country, and we have to modify some things a bit without destroying the Constitution. I agree, Tim. I think this is the way to go.
Yeah, but the idea of the teachers, that's a knee-jerk reaction, and that's going to just get more kids killed. Pure and simple.
Good point. Good point. I appreciate your point, Tim, and I appreciate you weighing in. Thanks for the call. God bless. Steve Sanchez, 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the conversation. What do you think about what Tim said? I mean, I agree. That's my mindset. That's my logic. Putting armed security, retired military, retired cops there, or literally training. Why couldn't we? You know, there's more jobs that need to be fulfilled in this country. Just imagine, if someone wants to get into law enforcement, well, they can choose being a sheriff, a police, a highway patrol. They can get into a variety of different of law enforcement, FBI, CIA, Homeland Security, etc. Why can't we make a new division that handles the school systems and someone basically trains to be a law enforcement person for school. They have to go through certain training. They have to get their education. They have to know psychology. They have to know child development so that they can interact with the kids so that we have some freedom. What's wrong with that? I think that's a brilliant idea. All right, let's go back to our busy calls. We've got Katie in Oklahoma. You're up next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve. God bless. I've been on in a while. Been busy at work, but I tell you, this Florida shouldn't really have me shaken up because I've got a 6th and a 7th grader, and it's not just, it's just not happening in high schools, but it is a little scary. And I agree with Tim about veterans. Man, we have so many veterans that need jobs that aren't mentally deranged. They need jobs. Let's put them in the schools. Not only because, number one, they need a job, and number two, they know how to use a gun, but they have also been in combat situations. They know how to deal with these situations. And who else would we want in our schools with our kids than somebody that has gone overseas and fought this country?
Yep, I agree.
To me, it's an easy choice. It's really easy. And the only other thing that I want to say... God bless these children that were in this Florida shooting, and they're coming out and speaking up about what they think. Do I agree with them? Probably not. But they're not being victims. They're coming out, and they're speaking their mind about what they feel will change things. And they're young, and we've all been young, and have our ideas, but at least they're not being victims. They're proactively trying to do something, whether their ideas are right or wrong. They're proactively trying to do something, but I really do feel like that we need to put them in schools, and retired police officers, people that have been in combat situations, and that's easy. That's easy, and they would do it in a heartbeat, and that's money for them. I would have to give them a dollar on the corner every day. Yeah. They would have a job to go to.
Yeah, I agree. To me, this makes the most sense. And we can do it. We can afford it. If we're giving $500 million a year to Planned Parenthood to abort 887 babies a day, then by God, we can put $500 million a year into protecting life and not taking it like Planned Parenthood's doing. So great call, Katie. I appreciate it. Thanks for weighing in. Steve Sanchez, 1-877-49-STEVE, 1-877-497-8383. Phone lines are open. What are your thoughts? What is the solution? Well, Oprah Winfrey and Steven Spielberg and Jerry Katzenberg, they've all donated $500,000 to the Student March for Gun Control. These are the nincompoops that have armed security that walk around with them, protecting them, making sure that they're safe, their children are safe. But yet, you know, forget the peasants of America. Let's go ahead and donate money to these radical causes. And I agree with Katie. I mean, these kids are there asserting their First Amendment, even though I don't agree with them. And many of them, if not all of them, are so misguided. That, again, friends, is the beauty of this country. We have a First Amendment right. We have a Constitution. So if we're always hell-bent on protecting that, we need to protect the Second Amendment as well, because it was absolutely very important, because it was, in fact, the Second Amendment. Our framers were brilliant. They were geniuses. They were above their time. They studied. They studied Roman empires. They studied other governments. They weren't a bunch of dumb farmers that people try to make them believe. The atheist liberals try to say, well, they're just dumb farmers. Well, farmers aren't dumb. Farmers are extremely smart. They're wise. They're discerning. They know how to plant. They know how to sow. They know how to reap. So there is there's a lie that's being told in the American school system today. And that lie is not history, and it's not being taught. Again, with $500 million a year, $500 million of our tax dollars being sent to fund Planned Parenthood that murders 887 babies a day, by God, why aren't we then redirecting that money to actually create a safe environment for our children? Because there's not going to be any other way. Try to take guns and you'll see what will happen. There'll be a second civil war in this country. There will be a second civil war in this country. You try to take guns. I mean, it's just real simple. Number one. Number two, you ban the AR-15. Do you really think that's going to stop the school shootings? It's absolutely not going to stop anything. It's not going to stop anything. I mean, Mary Green brings up a good point right here on Facebook. Outlaw video games. Many of these video games are horrific in terms of blood and disaster, blowing people's guts up, their heads off. But yet companies market this and they're okay with that. And those are the same companies that are basically donating to actually have this student march for gun control. They're the same ones pushing the crack on your kids with these horrible video games. I'm not against video games. I love technology. But there's some video games that absolutely cross the line. And those are being pushed readily. And that's okay. And when you try to say something to Hollywood or the entertainment business, they flip out and say, you're taking away our First Amendment. We have the right to creativity. We have the right to assert our creative juices. It's ridiculous. It's backwards. There's a backwards thinking in this country. So again, friends, what's the solution? Well, it's certainly not the solution that David Hogg is. Have you seen this kid? I put a lot of stuff on Facebook. There's something fishy about this kid. This kid is being fed lines. I have a video that shows that someone grabbed, and it's not a doctored. It's true. This kid is being fed lines. He's been used and being used by a propaganda machine. CNN is using him the most. There's no question. And CNN's getting a lot of criticism over the use of it. But CNN doesn't care. You know who CNN is. They're the far left that basically does anything and everything to try to push the agenda of a new world order. And David Hogg is their picture. It's their poster child. And David Hogg, you know, yeah, he's articulate. He's probably a smart kid. Probably, you know, has a 4.0 GPA. You know, smart, articulate kid. He looks a little arrogant to me. Looks like he needs someone to just punch him in the nose, to be honest with you, because he says some things that are just bizarre and downright offensive, in my opinion. But yet CNN's using this kid, and, you know, I don't feel sorry for the kid, I'll be honest with you. I feel sorry for those that are really hurting. And when you're on pictures and on Instagram around a bunch of people laughing and smiling when it hasn't even been a week, or today has just been a week since the shooting, there's something odd there. If it was me, and my friends were gunned down around me, and I'm that horrified, I'm not going to be taking Instagram selfies, laughing and cutting it up and putting big smiles for the camera. I'm going to be in mourning like a normal human being. Like a normal human being. But today, that's not what we see. And I understand everybody has the right to assert their freedoms. But friends, I implore you. I implore you to contact your senators and your congressmen. Call the White House. Call the White House switchboard. Send emails to the White House. And let them know that it is not the guns. It is the demonic. And that conversation has to be had. And that you are in favor of armed security and police metal detectors, et cetera, in the schools so that the kids could feel safe. To me, that's the only viable solution. There's no other. There's no other. I'm not open to discussing others. I'm not open to debate on others because there really is no other. The only other is you take guns away and you ban certain weapons. And I don't think that's what our framers had intended. That's my opinion. That's one man's opinion. What's your opinion? Steve Sanchez, 1-877-49-STEVE is how you weigh into the program. If you'd like to drop me an email, you can go to the stevesanchezshow.com website. You can also catch our archives and our podcasts there, featured stories, and so much more. Check it out, the stevesanchezshow.com website. Our general store is in there as well. We've got some good Steve Sanchez Show swag that you want to take a look at and start sporting around town. All right, let's take a break, come back, take more calls, and wrap it up. Don't go away.
Hey friends, this is Steve Sanchez, and you hear me talk about on my show the concerns I have over what I believe is going to be another economic calamity for America. Now, the experts like Kiyosaki, Faber, and Rogers are now also warning about what could be the worst stock market crash in our lifetimes and why precious metals, specifically silver, make tremendous sense to help hedge against what could make the crash of 2008 look like a cakewalk. Now, my good friends over at RME, the precious metals experts founded by industry pioneer Jim Clark, have the solution. For a limited time, they're giving you their free ebook called Investing with Precious Metals. It's available right now by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Or you could visit them at rmegold.com/Sanchez. Don't let the globalist agenda hurt your retirement dollars, your 401k, your IRA, everything you've worked for. Call right now for that free ebook, 888-772-2929 or rmegold.com/Sanchez. Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The time for talking's over now. I guess it's time to let you go. But I don't. No, I don't mind at all. It's getting so you never know.
All right, final segment of the show. The Daily Rant, Monday through Friday. It's the place where we rant about the topics of the day. We rewind the misinformation and try to bring you a true, independent, conservative perspective. You know, Billy Graham passed away today. Reverend Billy Graham, age 99, what a preacher this guy was. Preached the gospel of Jesus Christ for 80 years, never wavered, never had controversy, never tried to push a prosperity gospel, never gave a false prophecy. This guy just preached the Bible. And he reached millions upon millions upon millions upon millions. You know, ministered to presidents, people of industry. The guy was brilliant and truly a servant of God. Well, 99 goes home to Jesus today to join his wife and many of his friends, colleagues, and loved ones. So keep the family in prayers. He's left that ministry in good hands with Franklin Graham but just imagine the life. And, you know, just to take a note from Billy Graham. Billy Graham had said many a times in his crusades, many a times up into his death, is the way you deal with the catastrophes of America is the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's it. Simple. Anything that we face as a country, any ill will, any problem, any adversity, any economic challenge, any personal challenge, any military challenge, the gospel. And I'll say that here, I'll say it on top of the tallest mountains, because at the end of the day, no one silences or censors me. They'll try, but they won't, and they can't achieve that to complete success. Because when you're anointed to do what you do, baby, you're going to do it.
So Billy Graham, I think we could just probably learn a lesson. If God was brought back into the public forum, if prayer was brought back into schools, I think we wouldn't be seeing the type of horrificness that we see, not just in the school shootings, but in inner streets and homes and around the world. I mean, it's just simple as that. So today we celebrate someone that didn't die, but someone that went into eternal life. That's the way I look at it. That's what my belief system is. And trust me, friends, that is a true belief system. And I am never apologetic about it, ever. Never will I be, ever. All right, friends, I want to make sure that you are in order. Why am I saying that? Because I get a lot of emails concerning, with concern of the stock market. Again, we've had some down days in the stock market, and people are asking me, is it going to crash? And my answer is a resounding yes. And I don't know when, but we're seeing the signs of it already. And, friends, it's going to be worse than 2008. Trust me when I tell you this. It's going to be worse than 2008. And people lost a good third of their money. And I know there's a lot of pie in the sky out there. People are, selling you this, offering that. And a lot of it, trust me, friends, is bogus. There's not any really get-rich-quick schemes. But what I will tell you is this. Wall Street is a casino, and the stockbrokers that are peddling those stocks and bonds are nothing but bookies. The big banking global cabal and the New World Order elites run and manipulate the stock market. It is not your daddy's stock market anymore. That's reality. And I'm telling you this from 27 years experience as a financial advisor who still owns a very successful financial advisory firm and literally consulting with people all around the country still to this day. So what I've done is I've created a system called the Private Reserve Vault. And if you don't have a vault around your financial lives, your IRAs, your 401ks, your savings, your investments, you're in real trouble. There's an IRS code in the Internal Revenue Code that allows you to take some tax-advantaged type situations with your retirement. And when I say tax-advantaged, I'm calling it tax-free because it is. IRS doesn't want you to know about that. They're livid when we talk about it. But congressmen, senators, people of industry, people like John McCain, when he started his campaign against President Obama, utilized his private reserve strategy. Walt Disney, JCPenney, many, many people of industry have utilized this simple system that Congress will never get rid of, that the IRS code says is available to you to change their financial lives. So what I'm doing right now is going to give you a free blueprint, an analysis to help you decide if, in fact, you can create your own private reserve vault, protect yourself from the upcoming crash of the stock market. I want you to call 1-877-983-SAFE. That's 1-877-983-7233 to get that in your hands for free right from my desk. Once again, 1-877-983-SAFE. This is Steve Sanchez. We've got to bounce. God bless. We'll be back tomorrow night, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Expressed by the host or merely opinion, and it's suggested you consult your tax advisor, attorney, financial consultant, pastor, or clergy for further clarity.
This is Steve Sanchez, and on my show, you hear me talk about the world still being in turmoil, how everyday ordinary Americans need to prepare for what could lie ahead. What lies ahead could be a cyber attack, a possible breakdown of our institutions, and we've got to have extra food on hand in the event of a catastrophic issue. There's a company making a new amazing appliance that can truly save your lives. HarvestRite has invented a home freeze dryer. They're already having tens of thousands of people using it, enjoying it, taking control of their own lives. My family and I have just purchased one and plan to fill our pantry with our favorite meals, beef stroganoff, scalloped potatoes, roast beef, and even mac and cheese. We could save a lot of money, we could take control of our financial lives, and be prepared in the event of a catastrophic issue. But for a limited time, I want to make sure that you can try this product by getting a free sample of what this freeze dryer can do. I want you to visit HarvestRite.com right now for that sample, or call 1-800-836-9474. That's 1-800-836-9474 for that free sample. That's 800-836-9474.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.